Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's little Stevie Ray bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com is one place where you can find their index of small business optimism. Also, smallbiz.us. I'm sorry, smallbiz.org. Right? Right, Bill? Smallbus.org.
Right. That'll do it.
That's where they can find another place you can find the index and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill has allowed us to put that up every month, and we appreciate that. So, Bill, let's touch on the credit markets, and then I want to ask you about the Fed. Once again, I just spent three days with the Independent Community Bankers of America in San Antonio, and they finally have been able to get a couple of new charters for banks.
Yeah, they're scarce, but we had too many. I mean, before
right.
the, you know, when things were really hot, you had $5 or $6 million in a group of, you know, half a dozen people who could pass an FBI test, you could get a charter.
But now it takes about $30 million
all over the place.
It takes about $30 million. They tell me to go on these days.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot more now. Yeah, they want you to have enough capital to do more than just open up.
But so who's going to do that? I mean, who would put that kind of money into a bank that's being assaulted by the government, right? Who would want that?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, I mean, yesterday I was reading a lot of the debates again about the capital requirements for the banks.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the more capital they require you to hold, then the harder it is to get a good return on the capital.
Right.
And,
the established banks are having a hard enough time. But
right.
Anyway, but basically, your people, your respondents still haven't changed much in their desire for or need for capital, have they?
No, they haven't, because they're, you know, the real heavy spending hasn't picked up.
Isn't that when we'll know that the emotional release of that we've been seeing the last few months is actually converted through cash register?
Yeah, well, I mean, you need to see that, but you need to have more confidence that it'll continue. That's the real key, because
right.
when you're talking about capital spending, you're talking about long-lived assets.
Right. Right.
So it's not just that's not hiring somebody to handle a surge in consumer spending, you know, who, if you have to, you'd let it go again, you know, when demand fades. You're going to add new equipment and capacity. You have to have a lot of confidence that the policies that are in place, tax policies, you know, we don't have anything on tax reform
right.
yet, et cetera.
Right.
So we really need some more evidence that we're going to be doing the right thing. And then, of course, we'll make those bigger expenditures, and that's
mm-hmm.
when the business owners will have to come back to the banks. our loan demand at our little three-branch bank in New Jersey is really being driven by construction funding, which is good. We got
right.
a lot of building to get done because the housing starts are way, way behind demand, and the house prices are rising pretty sharply.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's not capital spending from the terms of in terms of productivity and more output.
Right, right. So let's talk about what the Fed did last week. For the third time in a year and a half, and 16 months, and the third time in 8 years, I guess, they raised rates, didn't they?
They did. They put another quarter point on. And
so what's the Fed funds rate now? Three-quarter?
Yeah.
About three-quarter? So prime is three and three-quarter.
Right.
For small businesses, it's called prime plus. So that makes it about six and three-quarter.
Yeah. Although we do have, I mean, in our bank, we have people who borrow at, quote-unquote, under prime. And,
yeah.
So, I mean, if you're really a good credit risk, you know, you pay less. And if you're not so good at credit risk, you pay more. That's the way the
yep.
market works.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But at least the lending activity is picking up. So
well, that kind of a number doesn't distress Main Street. What's it going to do to Wall Street and the bonds?
Oh, you know, probably. Well, of course, the immediate reaction was that the stock market went up, which is not unusual. What it means is that the Fed has enough confidence in the economy to go ahead and raise rates. Remember, their excuse for not raising rates was the economy was too weak.
Right.
Couldn't handle it, right? And they didn't want to be taking away the punch bowl right before the party even started, so to speak. So that was a confidence builder in a sense. And obviously, there is a mathematical relationship between bond prices and interest rates. So bond prices will start to erode as the market interest rates go up.
Yep.
We expect that. But,
Do you expect the 2016 economy to continue to be good above 3%?
I don't know if we'll be above 3% this year, but we'll be better than last year for sure. That's not hard. 1.6.
Right. Absolutely. That's right. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Dr. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.